Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Gertrude. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about Solsky. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Solsky is a local supergroup created by Jeremy Walls of Right Coast Soul and NY Blues Hall of Famer Mark Emanation of Folding Sky. For old local rockers who will remember Joe by name, a few bands in which you played, She Returns to Broadway at Dawn and Meet the Save a Soul Mission, who have been marching on Sky's advice all night. Sky has yet to make a deal with Sarah to get the Sinners to the mission. To get closer to Sarah, Sky pretends to be a player who wants to change. Sky, distressed and devastated by Sarah's refusal, lies to Nathan that he lost his bet to take her to Havana, and Nathan pays $1,000. The mission draws to a close when players suddenly enter the parade, taking most of the room. Sky won the role, often back drums controlling the beat for Solsky. Jeff and Jeremy played together in all these bands. Robert Alda played the role of Masterson Sky on Broadway in 1950. Solsky is to perform this Friday at Putnam Place, Putnam Street 63, doors open at 2100. Instead of flowers, the Bloomfields family asked people to donate to the cholangiocarcinoma foundation. Last month he played drums at the Soul Serenade in Powers Park, where the authentic rock and roll sound of the Hudson River included Emanation and Walls jams in conversation. The world in which these two rivals meet is as important and multifaceted as the characters who inhabit it. In the second part of this article, the conversation with Solsky will continue in the next issue. Frank Sinatra wanted the role of Sky Masterson, and his relationship with Brando was strained. Joe could be in the blues and jazz room and we could be in the rock and roll room downstairs. Nathan then sees an old friend, Sky Masterson, a gambler willing to bet on anything and big. We talked about you guys playing on the subway owned by Peter Puckett, who was my 3D design instructor at Skidmore, who took the time to update his kit on his well-traveled Fender. We recorded a lot with Ernie Williams, who died 7 years ago at the age of 84. Tommy and I have been friends and close friends since we were 14, since 1971. It helped me to know myself, what was wonderful about my journey and how to continue to put my plan into practice so that this flower would open up. The models are not quite the style that I wear today, but they would have been my best and would have looked good a few years ago. Just behind this room was a disco on the first floor with a mirror ball. We mean rock and blues with great guitarists and drummers and a lot of dance space. Josh Bloomfield was a man of different interests, but the local music scene knew him best as a good drummer. When the news of Bloomfield's disappearance spread, many names shared their memories of him. Close people prefer to remember Bloomfield for his lively wit, his salty demeanor and generous heart. For John Cho, who plays the sweet but heartbroken Spike, makes the role his own and gives his character a lot of dimension. However, this deeper development of the characters is not only about the journey of the main characters.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Gertrude and this was episode 1425 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.